I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, July 10th. The Quincy group that's trying to repeal the recent pay raises for the mayor and city councilors admit that they probably won't collect the required 8,000 signatures of registered voters by today's deadline. A Just Quincy says they have collected over 4,500 signatures, but say they only had 20 days to collect the signatures, and they face challenges, including the 4th of July holiday and residents frustrated with elected officials unwilling to get involved. The group also says several city employees refused to sign out of fear of retribution. The group says they will continue collecting signatures and are hopeful that the show of support will convince the city council to repeal the raises when they reconvene in September. The group says the mayoral pay increase from $150,000 to $285,000 and councilors' pay increase from $30,000 to $44,500 are too high and were done without proper study and public inputs. A Braintree man who may be homeless is charged with breaking into several vehicles parked at the Quincy Walmart store on Monday night. Police say 48-year-old Richard Leiden broke into cars in the parking lot of the Falls Boulevard store just after 7 p.m. Monday. A witness told police they spotted Leiden break into two vehicles. However, police say there may be at least four or five victims. Police say they did recover items from Leiden that were taken from the cars, including checks, driver's licenses, and other personal papers. Leiden is charged with breaking and entering a motor vehicle, larceny, and possession of a dangerous weapon, a double-edged knife. He faces charges in Quincy District Court. A group of suspects dressed in dark clothing, face masks, and gloves have been reportedly targeting cars and stealing valuables in Milton, prompting police to issue a warning to residents. Police were seen on Ferncroft Road yesterday distributing flyers and mailboxes. They urged residents on that street and surrounding areas to check their Ring cameras for possible footage of the suspects in action. The police are reminding residents not to leave their keys in or around their vehicles, to close and lock all car windows and doors, to park in well-lit areas, and to never leave valuables in their vehicles. Milton police say in three cases the thieves stole the actual car. Milton police are urging residents to remain vigilant and to report any suspicious activity immediately. A Lowe's-anchored shopping center in Weymouth has sold for $23 million, just a small amount higher than what it traded for back in 2013. Riverway Plaza, which stands on Route 3A near the Hingham Line, was bought by Limited Liability Corporation registered to Fidelity Investments. It was sold by Allstate Investments, a division of the Illinois insurer Allstate. Well, days after the trial against Karen Reed ended with a hung jury, officials in Canton are revealing more fallout from the case. The Canton Police Department placed Kevin Albert on leave last month. One of Albert's brothers, Brian Albert, is a Boston police officer who owns the Fairview Road home where John O'Keefe, Reed's boyfriend and a fellow Boston police officer, was found unresponsive in the snow on the morning of January 29th of 2022. His other brother, Chris Albert, serves on the Canton Board of Selectmen. State police began investigating O'Keefe's death because of Kevin Albert's position with the Canton Police Department, and Kevin Proctor became the lead investigator. During the trial, Proctor acknowledged being close with his sister, Courtney Proctor, who is the best friend of Chris Albert's wife, Julie. He also testified about his relationship with Kevin Albert, with whom he went out drinking about 5 months into the Reed investigation. After a night of drinking, Kevin Albert left his badge in Proctor's cruiser and reportedly couldn't find his gun. Albert told him to leave it in his mailbox. State police have suspended Proctor without pay, pending the outcome of an internal investigation for his behavior while investigating Reed. Oh, no Charlie card? No problem. Starting August 1st, MBTA riders will be able to tap a credit card or mobile wallet to pass through subway gates or board above-ground trolleys and buses. Charlie cards and paper tickets will still be sold and accepted, but commuters will gain additional options with the launch of so-called contactless payment. The change could also speed up the boarding process on trolleys and buses by allowing multi-door boarding and minimizing the need to reload a pass with cash. The change marks the first major phase to go live in a delayed over-budget project revamping how the T collects fares. Officials in May agreed to a contract change with vendor Cubic that put the total cost at $926 million, and the final end date in June of 2027, forecasting at the time that contactless payment would become available at some point during this summer. The contactless payment announcement was made on the same day the T threw open fare gates on the Red Line and let riders use the system without paying any fare, in acknowledgement of the disruption on the line during yesterday morning's commute. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 52 points. The NASDAQ rose 25. The S&P is up 4. Shares were mixed in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro was up. Oil at $80 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the A's 12-9 at Fenway last night. Back at it tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, hazy, hot, and humid with a high of 92, some scattered afternoon and evening thunderstorms. Muggy tonight, patchy fog, low of 72. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm, and warm and humid, high of 89. Friday, scattered storms, hot and humid, at a high of 90. A storm possible Saturday, hot and humid, high 90 degrees. The boater today waves about a foot. Southwest winds, 5 to 10 knots, become southerly, 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots later today, and the high tide at 3:30 p.m. Sunrise, 5:17, sets at 8:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, July 10th.